with SRN News, I'm John Scott. California Democrat Eric Swalwell resigned from Congress after facing sexual misconduct allegations.
In response to loud bipartisan calls to step down, Swalwell announced he will resign from Congress. Just days ago, he was seen as a front-runner in California's race for governor. He suspended his campaign over the weekend, and on Monday, after the House Ethics Committee opened an investigation, Swalwell said he will step down. In a statement, he said he will fight the serious false allegation against him, but he also apologized for mistakes he's made in his past. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez of Texas will retire from Congress after bipartisan calls to expel him. He already said he would not seek re-election after admitting to an affair with a staff member who later died by suicide. The war in Iran having an impact on fluoride supplies.
The EPA says Israel is one of the world's top exporters of fluorosilic acid, while the U.S. is among the world's top five importers. Production has decreased because many of the workers in Israel who are involved in exporting fluoride were called for military service. The number of water utilities in the U.S. affected so far is small, but the fluoride shortage is affecting hundreds of thousands of people. Dr. Scott Tomar with the American Dental Association recommends people in shortage areas brush twice a day with a fluoride toothpaste and keep up their routine dentist appointments. Ed Donahue, Washington.
An aviation safety bill seeking to address lessons learned from last year's midair collision of a jet and an Army helicopter near Washington, D.C. is up for a vote Tuesday. But the families of the 67 victims and key senators think the bill still needs to be strengthened. The NTSB said the bill now addresses its key recommendation to have crucial locator systems. This is SRN News. Abortion pills are infiltrating pro-life states, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
According to research by the Charlotte Lozier Institute, some 91,000 women living in states where abortion is banned or restricted ended their pregnancies last year by using abortion drugs they obtained through the mail. Institute spokesman Michael New tells the Christian Post, quote, telehealth abortions are weakening the strong pro-life laws that many states passed after the Dobbs decision. Michael Harrington reporting.
President Trump is accustomed to criticism from Democrats and other liberals, but now his most influential American critic doesn't live here, but at the Vatican. The first American pope has directly assailed the American president over the war in Iran, declaring it truly unacceptable. Never before has the relationship between Washington and the Vatican revolved around two Americans. This is SRN News. Two bodies recovered from a parking garage collapse in Philadelphia.
Authorities say the bodies of two workers trapped when a stairwell roof collapsed at a parking garage under construction in Philadelphia have been found. A section of the roof at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia's garage fell last Wednesday, triggering a collapse across all seven levels. Crews initially rescued three workers. One later died at the hospital. Crews worked through the weekend to take apart the unstable building to make the search possible. Officials say the workers were found and recovered early Monday. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A Minnesota county investigating the arrest by federal officers of a Hmong American man as a potential case of kidnapping, burglary, and false imprisonment. Ramsey County officials say they will pursue information from the Department of Homeland Security. More details at srnnews.com.